Acts 4:13, I'll ask you to stand if you're physically able and honor the one who wrote the book. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them. Boy, I like this, that they've been with Jesus.
Amen.
Church, I'd rather some little old boy or girl take knowledge that I've been with Jesus than have anything this world offer me. I got blessed about a week ago. Little old girl, I guess she's about 3, talking good, you know. Her mama was a reading her a Bible story after they'd gone to bed, getting near midnight. And she just stopped her mom and said, "Mama, wait a minute. You reckon Bob's in bed? There's something about that Bible story, Lonnie, that caused her to think of me. That blessed my soul, boy.
Amen.
Think there's something in the Word of God caused that youngin' to remember me.
Yeah,
I'd rather have that than anything this world's got to offer. Boy, payday's got a way of rolling around every once in a while, ain't it? That little old youngin' took note I'd been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, these just old rough fishermen made their living a fishing and had no education. But, I mean, there's some characteristics about them that caused that Sanhedrin court to set up and marvel.
Amen.
And say, "Hey, he's been with Jesus." You know what I got to thinking, Gary? If they had evidence in their life that they'd been with Jesus, then it's possible I can have. It's possible you can have evidence in your life, Robert, that you've been with Jesus. And boy, I begin to get inquisitive here. What was it about them in the way of evidence that caused that Sanhedrin court they're standing in front of? Say, "Hey, these fellas different. They've been with him." First thing God showed me, there was a change. Now, they just old rough fishermen, no education. But here they're being used to persuade hundreds and hundreds of people. Been a change. Boy, being a Jesus will bring about change in your life. I'll guarantee you. Yeah, and John 20:19, the same day, being the first day of the week and evening, that made Sunday night service. I preached one time on the man wouldn't go to church on Sunday night, Gary. No, Thomas wasn't there, was he? I got feeling guilty over that, Robert. I got to think he might have been sick. It don't say what, but it don't say what. And boy, God showed me something right there. Don't be too judgmental till you got the facts.
Amen.
I mean, God convicted me over the way I treated Thomas. That man could have been bad, sick. Boy, I worked him over because he wasn't there that Sunday night service. Simon, the Bible said here, the doors being shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jew. They're scared to death. Now, I'll tell you what, church, if I'd been looking for somebody to evangelize the world, I'd have passed them old boys over. Hid out, doors shut. I'd have went somewhere else looking for somebody, wouldn't you? But Jesus wasn't necessarily looking for what I'd have been looking for.
Amen.
You know what he was looking for? Somebody loved him.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking for courageous men, was he, at that point? He's going to furnish all this stuff. Something dawned on me. By the time he had done with them, they ready to hit the road. Matthew 28, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded thee." Yes, sir. "And lo, I'm with thee, even to the end of the world." I saw a woman's pocketbook. It was one of them Agners, one of them expensive pocketbooks. Had that verse on it. And it said, "Even to the end of the age." I said, uh-oh. She's a NIV subscriber. That ain't what it says. It says world, buddy. "Lo, I'm with thee."
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I had a preacher one time, Gary, use that verse, scripture. to keep from going with us to Jamaica, Lonnie. He said, I ain't getting on no airplane. I said, why? He said, Jesus said, lo, I'm with thee. I ain't getting on no air 35,000 feet in the air. I said, you got to remember, he also said, underneath thee are the everlasting arms. Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, sir, but I couldn't convince him. No, sir, Lon. But lo, I'm with thee. You know what that meant? They've got his presence. Then here in John 20:19, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Now, not only his presence, they've got his peace. Boy, it gets better. And he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now they've got his power.
Amen.
My God, it ain't no wonder somebody took note of them.
Right.
They've got his presence, they've got his peace, they got his power.
Amen.
I tell you, good part, preacher, we have to. They ain't got a thing on us, Lonnie.
Thank you, Lord.
We've got his presence, his peace, and his power. Let's go get them. Amen.
Amen.
For the glory of God.
Yes, amen.
And boy, they've been a change in these old boys now.
Right,
they've got his presence, his peace, and his power. That Sanhedrin crowd, hey, they've been with Jesus.
It's
been a change.
Yeah. Right.
I heard of a cosmetic company that went out and got an old drunk in the gutter and brought him in, used their razor and their soap and their shampoo and cleaned him up, made a bunch of pictures of what their product could do. Well, they got to thinking the next day, I don't think we got enough pictures. Let's go get him again. Guess where they found him? Right back out there in the gutter.
Yeah.
See, the world can clean you up outside, but only God can clean you up inside. I heard somebody say the government put a new coat on a man, but only God can put a new man in the coat.
Amen.
I saw that in that old potter one day. I stood down in Beersheba in Israel and watched that potter, as Jeremiah did, wrought a work on the wheel, Jeremiah 18.
Amen.
Boy, he didn't do what I'd do. He slapped that lump of clay up there, and I'd have went to work on it, you know. Not him, Lonnie. He stuck his thumbs right down inside of it, and he started inside. Ain't that exactly where God went on you? That's exactly where God went on me and you, buddy. He started on the inside, didn't he? And then he turned around and told us, take care of the outside. Purify yourself, amen. Clean up the outside now. Yes, sir. And so there's been a change, I'm telling you, in these old boys. Not only a change, but I got to thinking about a second word here, compassion. They've been around Jesus and they watched him as he showed compassion. Yeah, I mean, lepers. Now, I ain't going to touch no leper. I've been close enough, I could have. Yonder in the old streets of Jerusalem, I saw lepers with their knee bones exposed through the skin. I saw lepers with their ankle bones exposed. I didn't go over and pat them on the head. God bless you, buddy. But Jesus did. And you know what? What they had didn't rub off on him. What he had rubbed off on them. That happened to me one day.
Yep.
I mean, vile, ugly. Boy, listen, but the Lord came where I was. Got a hold of me. What I had didn't get on him.
Amen.
What he had rubbed off on me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a God's blessing that is tonight. As he had shown compassion. Third chapter, book of Acts, verse 1-8. Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Hey, being with Jesus will send you to church. Them old boys going to prayer meeting.
Yeah, they were.
Why? They'd been with Jesus.
Been with Jesus.
That man, listen, don't go to church, can't convince me he's been with Jesus. Being with Jesus will take you to the house of God.
That's good, Bob.
Hallelujah. I could be running three times the people that I've got on a Sunday now. If I'd lighten up on the subject of faithfulness. I believe people ought to go to church. And I believe if a man won't, something's wrong. Yes, sir. And we've got them. I mean, some that wants to come 45 minutes on Sunday morning, skip Sunday school and come in late for preaching, sit there 45 minutes and disappear and don't see them till the next Sunday. And they can't sit in Spring Creek and be comfortable. Right. I ain't going to let them be. And so what happens? They go off where somebody don't know them.
Right.
I know them, see. Right. And so they go somewhere where they can hide out.
Yes, sir, that's right.
People don't know them. Now, I wouldn't have a place to park cars if it wasn't for that lack of faithfulness.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, Lord.
They went to church. They'd been with Jesus, the book said.
Yep. Amen.
And here they are going to prayer meeting, bless God. Yes, sir. There's a man laid at the temple gate daily asking alms. And he asked Peter and John. Boy, I like what old Peter said.
Yeah, thank you.
He said, look on us. Look up here, man. Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, amen, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, amen, Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Amen.
And he took him by the hand, and the Bible said, lifted him up, and strength came to his ankle.
Amen.
And he leaping and praising, boy, went to church with him.
Amen.
He went to church.
He shouted it out, Rob. Amen, boy. I was in Vatican City, amen, 1978, St. Peter's Cathedral. I've never seen such in my life. Works of Michelangelo everywhere. The rotunda where he painted, you know. They had a pope in a glass coffin that they dipped in gold. A gold pope there in St. Peter's Cathedral. That guide that took me and a couple of preacher friends through there said, hey, fellas, said, we can't say with Peter and John, silver and gold have we none. I couldn't help it save my life. I said, neither can you say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, can you? He didn't want to guide me no further than that. Like one old boy, I was talking to a preacher friend, and that old boy was our guide that day, said, be quiet and listen to me. And I said, you probably won't ever be back. I'd, oh, yeah, I'll be back. And I'll have a better guide.
Right, brother. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah on that day. Yeah. What a God's blessing. Boy, they had compassion.
Yeah.
They watched Jesus as he'd shown compassion. They can't help it. They've been with Jesus.
Yeah.
And so they showed compassion. Hey, let me give you another one. What about courage? When they saw what? The boldness of Peter and John. They marveled. They took knowledge that they'd been with Jesus. Hey, don't forget, this same crowd 2 months before had delivered Jesus over to be crucified.
Same crowd.
Hey, Peter reminded them of it. You think that didn't take some courage?
Mm-hmm.
My God, I mean, let's say, hey, you're the same bunch, mm-hmm, delivering our Lord over to me. You talk about courage, man. You know what we're needing these days in the ranks of the redeemed?
Come on.
Some holy boldness.
Yep.
Amen.
People that'll stand up and speak out for God,
amen,
buddy.
Amen.
I mean, the devil's crowds a mouth and all. It's about time.
Yeah.
Hey, they holler, rights. My God, where's my rights?
Amen.
Where's your rights?
Yes.
We ought to be speaking out for the Lord, hadn't
right,
we?
Amen.
We're needing holy boldness, buddy, in the ranks of the redeemed. When they saw their boldness, it's been 2 months. They had Jesus killed, and Peter tells them, hey, he'd been with Jesus. Bless God, he wasn't afraid, Lonnie, was he? That'll give you some courage, being with Jesus. Hanging out with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Will produce some courage. Hey, let me give you another. Something noticeable in their life. Evidence that they've been with Jesus. Commitment. Hey, Christ said, we're going to let you go. Don't you preach no more in his name. Don't be out here preaching in his name. Acts chapter 5. And where are they? Right back out there.
That's right.
Jesus is the answer. right back out there doing what that Sanhedrin crowd said don't do. Boy, that took commitment. They'd been with Jesus. A man by the name of Adoniram Judson, many years ago, left America with a bride of 7 days. Headed for India. This denied entrance to India, but was allowed to go into Burma. 38 years that missionary spent and his wife in Burma. You can't imagine, and I can't imagine, the hardship they faced. They buried an 8-year-old boy that died with disease contacted in that country. His wife became so violently ill she had to return to the States for 2 years before she could go back to the mission field. He spent 21 months in prison accused of being a spy. Later wrote in his journal, he said, "Every boat that I saw leave, I wanted to be on it." But he couldn't be. You know why? He'd been with Jesus. He's committed. Hallelujah. He's committed. Gary, when he died, a government survey showed that at that time, 38 years later, there's 210,000 Christians in Burma.
Amen.
When there hadn't been one, because one man had been with Jesus.
Amen.
They know where to quit.
Committed.
Amen.
If you've been with Jesus, you can't quit.
Amen.
An old preacher tell me downstate, North Carolina. He's in his 90s, still pastoring the church. And he said, "Brother Bob, they question my intelligence." He said, "I'm not boasting, but I don't have to work. I could make it, me and my wife could live." He said, "I'm going to tell you something I ain't never told nobody." He said, "God told me if I quit, he'd shut my body down." And I said, "Preacher, why shouldn't he? I mean, if we quit, give up, said that, God just well take us on, hadn't he?" Boy, when I finished one job, I'm going to say, "God, give me another." Boy, if you've been with Jesus, you'll find there ain't nowhere to quit. You'll be committed to the cause of Christ. Where's my pianist at? Come here and play for me, honey. Amen. Anything you feel led to play, honey. I don't know how God's speaking to your heart. Hey, Peter and John had been with Jesus. They had the presence of God. They had the peace of God, and they had the power of God. And they ain't got one thing on me. I preach somebody tonight needs to get in this altar and thank God for your presence, your peace, and your power.
Amen.
I want to say this before I hush. Church, I ain't satisfied. Robert, I want there to be more evidence than ever in my life.
Me too, preacher.
That I've been with Jesus.
Me too.
This whole world looks on me that they'll take note.
Yeah.
That I've been with Jesus. That there'll be enough evidence in my life.
Yes.
That they'll be able to see that. So we stand all of this auditorium. You say, "Me too, preacher, come tell Jesus right now," would you? Come tell Jesus. You may be from this church, some other church, affiliated with no church. God loves you. God bless you, honey. God bless you, sir. God bless you, preachers. God bless you, Lonnie. Preacher Bob, I don't know about another, and God's speaking to my heart. Come on to Jesus, would you? Come on to Jesus. Hey. I preach to somebody tonight, maybe with you, it ain't a personal need. But you're aware somebody right now claims to be a Christian. But when you look at them, there's no evidence that they've ever been with Jesus. You say, "Preacher Bob, I'd just like to come call her name to God tonight. For I'd like to see some evidence in their life that they've been with the Lord." And pray for that of another. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Hallelujah. Preacher Bob, don't know about another, and God's speaking to my heart. Come on to Jesus, would you? Come on to Jesus. God bless you, ladies. God bless you. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they'd been with Jesus. I'd rather somebody, Lonnie, see that and me have anything in this world and offer me. Boy, that tickled me to death. That mama told me one day last week, that little old girl interrupted her while she was reading her Bible story and said, "Reckon Bob's in bed." Something in that Bible story reminded her of me. And I'm such a sorry example, church. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad we can have revival and be a better example, Robert, than we've ever been. Thank God that we've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, that's what you told me to say. I rest it, sir, in your hands. Thank you for these honest hearts. What you're doing for these, my friends. Dear God, round this old altar of prayer, in Jesus' name I do humbly pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen, brother preacher.